going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I got to think we'll be one of the top four or five markets in Northeast Ohio for ratings, or not in Northeast, in the country, for watching the NFL draft tonight. So it's going to be a big night. A lot of stuff going on. I got a lot of friends that are going to check out Journey before. I don't know. There's a part of me that wants to go down and catch a little bit of the Journey show tonight. But you know what? I'm just kind of going to go home and chill. I think I just need to be focused, ready, see what we're going to talk about as soon as this thing's over. And what is going to happen? I think that's the giant question of the day. What do you want the Browns to do? I think we've been talking about it for months. Well, the time is here. It's tonight. The Browns go on the clock. And, you know, as you kind of digest exactly what the Browns are going to do, I think we all have a pattern and a plan. And we all think that that plan that someone else tells you about, that they're an idiot or they're a genius or, you know, and I guess maybe that's part of the fun. And this is part of the drama that keeps us glued to the NFL when we're not going to see one touchdown tonight. No one's scoring a touchdown tonight. No one's throwing an interception. No one's kicking a game-winning field goal. We are literally going to hear the commissioner say someone's name. And the reaction is just, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So we want your reaction today. 216-474-0092. At least we want to know what your reaction is going to be tonight. Dan, I do want to start with the Browns. So let's lay out exactly what you think and what you want to happen tonight.
So what I think and what I want are very similar. The only thing I ask is you walk out of this draft in the first round with a blue chip talent. And from what it sounds like, that's what they're going to do. If you take Travis Hunter, I'm in. I would take Travis Hunter. If they took Abdul Carter, I'm cool with it. Like, that sounds awesome. Great. Let's roll. Bookend him with Myles Garrett and let's go. Like, I don't think there is a pick that has been rumored for the Browns that would make people truly like upset and go, oh my God, what the hell are you doing? Like, I don't think that pick totally exists. The only one that gets me close to that would be Shedeur Sanders. That would be the one I would look at and go, okay, you see something that I'm not seeing. I'm going to trust you. You guys know more than I do. Let's go. Like, I think that's where everybody is it's like, everybody's cool with the two guys who have been rumored, and the third guy is the one that I think we would all just talk ourselves into, and there might be a minute of people going, oh, what? Come on. And then they'd go, okay, I can see what they're thinking. I can see what they're doing. Let's go. I would not take Shedeur Sanders. I would go Travis Hunter, and I'm all in on Abdul Carter on top of that. Like, it's not a slight to Abdul Carter that I would go Hunter, if that makes sense.
So as we approach tonight, there are a number of different things that I can happen, but I do think it's limited to this box if you're a Browns fan. And you're going to say to yourself, okay, I think that the key is not to be upset tomorrow. So that's where I'm going to start this thing off. So I think, I mean, look, all signs, all reality says Travis Hunter at 2. It's easy, right? It's easy. No questions. Now, you may not like it, but that's what it feels like. The whole world is saying Travis Hunter at 2. And that's where we are, okay? And I'll live with that. I'm not going to be mad about that at all. The next option, Abdul Carter at 2. I'm good with it. There's some heat against us on social media about Abdul Carter and blah, blah, blah. I don't care what you think. I know what I've seen. I think Abdul Carter is an amazing player. And if he's healthy, he is going to be able to help this team. I know we want to sit here and go, how can you draft someone on defense? And I can't argue with anybody that wants to say, oh, my God, what a wasted pick. Why would you take someone on defense with the number two pick overall? Your team is horrific when it comes to getting points on the board. At least they were last year.
I'll argue with that person. It's a relatively easy argument in my head, and maybe that means it's the wrong argument because usually the simple answer isn't the answer.
I'll give you the argument on the other side.
The argument is pretty simple. You decided for some reason to take last season and build an offense to fit one guy and only one guy. Then that one guy was horrendous, okay? He was absolutely horrible. And your whole offense was built for that one guy to succeed, and he was horrendous. Your offensive linemen were not big enough to play in the system that they were. You took away their best asset, which was the mobility of it to use it. You basically decided, I want to purposely play left-handed because it best suits my quarterback who wasn't good. And so just the general thought of, okay, let's get back to what you know. Let's get back to what Cleveland Browns football is and what it does with the run game, the zone read schemes, the duo schemes, the pin pull schemes, all of that kind of stuff that your offensive line works off of. Get your quarterback under center once again. Work the ball down the field. Play the style of football where your head coach is playing quarterback. That's the way that a lot of people describe that Stefanski system.
Right.
Get back to all of that stuff and away from the spread options and all of that. Keep a few of those elements because they are modern football and they are a good thing to have in there. But get back to what fits all 20 or all 11 guys on that side of the ball. And I think your offense will look better just from that idea than it did last year.
So this is your argument for taking Abdul Carter?
So that would be my argument for saying if you want to bookend Abdul Carter and your idea is my offensive scheme is good enough that it will bring you back up from that 15 points per game that you're pointing to, mm-hmm. that it will go, okay, that'll bring us to 21 just by the general idea that my offense fits my team, which, hey, what a crazy concept. And my offense fits my personnel rather than just fitting one guy. That's your argument.
All right. So I'm still inside this box, and this box says this isn't going to make Browns fans mad. And I think that's kind of where you're. So again, take Travis Hunter, be like, oh, that's what we expected. This is cool. I know it doesn't seem like it's that exciting because everyone told me this is going to happen, but okay, we're good with it. And we're good with Travis Hunter, wide receiver first, and then they'll fill in the rest when it comes to defense and giving him the opportunity to be the unicorn. Oh, I'm just tired of hearing that.
Yeah, that's a term that needs unicorn. To go away.
Yeah, that definitely needs to go away.
It needs to go away.
Yeah, so to see what he can do on both sides of the ball, and I don't think anybody's going to be mad about that. There will be a little bit of resistance if they do draft Abdul Carter. People, oh, why didn't work out for anybody? Blah, 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 blah. And why did a team that only averaged 15.2 points per game pick somebody on defense? All right, I get it, but I don't think either one of those selections is the end of the world. I'm also okay with Ashton Jeanty at 2. I might be the only guy. I know Jeff is too. But again, if you go back to your theory, my theory at least, on 15.2 points per game and who could have a major impact, and if everybody's right about the way he can run the ball, I am not going to lose my you-know-what if they took Ashton Jeanty at 2. I'm sorry. And that might even be people like, whoa, I can't believe they took that. He's going to last till 6. If they do it, I'm not losing my mind. I'm just telling you that. I might look back and go, man, they passed on Travis Hunter. They passed on Abdul Carter. They must really know what they're doing.
A running back at 2 feels like, unless you are getting LaDainian Tomlinson.
And that's who he's been compared to.
Unless you are getting peak Marshall Faulk, mm-hmm. like that caliber of guy that can single-handedly turn your offense around just by what he can do with his feet, a running back at 2 feels like a luxury pick. And the only reason that I say it that way is because I think the tip top of Ashton Jeanty versus a guy you can get at the second round is not as far away from each other as you think.
Okay.
That's the only thing with it, is I think that the tip top of Ashton Jeanty versus one of the Ohio State guys. Like, I don't think that Anderson. Ceiling that Jeanty sits at right there, I don't think those guys are very far below it. Because I think running backs and the league kind of looks at it that way, where like, yeah, there are a couple guys who can roll, and yeah, those guys will make a difference and all that. But if you've got that offensive line and you've got that philosophy that you can get these guys to pop open, you can make up for that gap. I think that's the philosophy the league has. I taking nothing away from Genty. He's one of the guys. What did we say? There's six guys in this draft that we said were blue chippers, mm-hmm. right? We said six guys. He's one of the blue chippers. Like that guy's a blue chip. Let's go.
Let me give you the most important number. He's watched the end zone. He's crossed that line 50 times in the last 3 years, and he did it 29 times just on the ground alone. Just on the ground alone, 56 times if you want to count his catching touchdowns.
Does that make sense to you with running back being a luxury?
Yeah,
like
no,
that? Does that make sense
or
am I full of it?
I understand it, but I also think if you go and go, oh, we were averaging 6 points a game the last three points. This guy's got 55 touchdowns the last three. 29 last year alone, 30 total if you want to count the receiving. Yeah, I got somebody who I think can help the offense game one. So that's where you are on that. The next option, I think, is trade. Things that you want to stay inside the box. I just don't think the Browns can afford to trade out of top six, seven. You need one player, at least one player that's going to be instant impact in this draft. At least one, if not three. If you feel like you're – and this goes to a question we're going to have later in the show. What is the reality of what's happening next year? And instant impact may not mean playoffs. It just means your team's going in the right direction. By the way, if the team's going in the right direction, then your head coach is probably staying, and so is your general manager. They need to be going in the right direction. They need to draft a blue-chip player. That's why I'm not dead against the trade. They just can't drop down too far. They need to get somebody that's I'm not saying an easy home run, but a guy they know that can be here for 5 to 7 years, hopefully is healthy the whole time they're here, and that they can make an impact on this team.
I need a blue-chipper.
Yeah.
And I need two starters. On top of that blue chipper, I need two guys that I can look at and I can say, these guys are a part of a new foundation of Cleveland Browns football. And if that blue chipper ends up at defensive end, cool. If that blue chipper ends up at cornerback/wide receiver, cool. If that blue chipper, if you trade down and take Mason Graham and he ends up at defensive tackle, cool. If it's running back after you trade down, cool. Like, I need talent. I need speed. I need talent. This team lacks speed. This team lacks youth. And this team, frankly, lacks talent. So go find it.
And then your fifth option, which is outside the box, the one that will make your head explode, is when the Browns walk up to the podium today and they say, with the second pick in the draft, the Cleveland Browns select Colson Loveland, Michigan, tight end. And then your head explodes. Isn't that going to be fun? If they do that, I might not even come into work tomorrow. Because you know they like tight ends.
Why didn't they take Tyler Warren?
Yeah, so that's what I'm just saying. Anybody, if you just go look at any mock draft and pick anybody on the other side of, I don't know, nine, and if the Browns don't walk away with...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Your head's probably going to explode tomorrow. It will. And people, oh, that was a... And some one of your buddies will, oh, that was a great pick. That was a great pick. Oh, well at least, they decided that, I know no one was talking about Josh Simmons going at number two, but the Browns saw something in him that... Ohio State fans know about, despite injury, that I just don't want to have that conversation tomorrow, kids. I don't. I don't want to be in that room. I don't want to be in that room with you. We can all just let our heads explode if they don't walk away with somebody who can have an instant impact for next year right out of the gate. It's all there for you. We're all waiting for 8 o'clock. It is Anxiety Thursday, better known as Draft Night. And guess what? For the first time in 4 years, we're in it, and we pick at number two, and it feels like number one because... It seems like the first pick overall is 100% done deal. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps. Dan Menigan is in today.
I'm gonna lose it. Because we've talked perpetually about how, oh yes, football, it's a game of 22 guys all pulling in the same direction. Everybody working hard together. We don't have a quarterback!
It's anxiety. It's Anxiety Thursday. I feel like it's more about anxiety than it is about draft. And I think the anxiety is built because we haven't had a pick in 3 years. All right, you ready to tackle some phone calls? Because the phone lines are absolutely jammed. Everybody has an opinion on this. We want to hear what it is. We all know what opinions are like. But everyone has an opinion on this. 216-474-0092. Did I hit you with that one?
It's the most true statement ever made.
Michael is in Hickory. Hi, Michael. Where's Hickory?
It's Hinkley, actually.
Hinkley. Oh, man.
I thought you were like outside of Hickory High or something. I was just waving at Sam Amico.
I thought you were shooting baskets.
Right. Well, that's okay. Nobody knows where Hinkley is anyway.
Are you kidding? Everybody knows where Hinkley is. The Buzzards, baby. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Until the Buzzards show up, nobody knows where they're at. Hey, listen, thanks for taking my call. I'll make it quick because I know other people want to talk to. Like everybody, for hours and days and weeks, I've been listening to all the experts express their opinion. And this morning on your show, I heard the one thing somebody say that was totally, completely, unequivocally true. And that person, and I'm sorry I can't give credit to the exact person because I don't know who said it, but they said, I don't know what the Browns are going to do. I'm not in their head. And so whoever said that, you possess wisdom beyond your years.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to do a victory lap.
Was that you?
Michael, I'm in no hurry to answer any other phone calls. You can have the next 4 hours if you want. Say hi to anybody you want.
You guys are the best. You know, keep it up. Keep going. But like I said, we'll all be surprised. And everybody who predicted it will say, see, I got it right. But they didn't know. And the ones who didn't say, well, they got it wrong anyway. So you're the only guy that said the right thing. And you'll always be right.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations on super friend of the show status.
I got 3.5 hours of you basking in the glow of that statement. 3.5
guy.
I mean, like right now, I just want everybody to know, like in the Halley building here, the sun has now majestically shined through right on top of Andy.
I have just decided that we are going to start our own Baskin and Phelps Caller Hall of Fame. Michael, you are the first inductee. Congratulations.
We'll put the darn thing in Hinkley so that people know where it is.
That's fine with me. I'll have a buzzard bring it in. It'll drop your free bag of air. Very excited about that as well. All right, let's see. Now I'll be wrong. Let's go to Brook Park. Home of the Dome. Michael, how are you?
How are you, Michael?
Fine, how are you?
Good. You like that? Well, do you like that home of the dome?
No. I look at things a little bit differently. I think the Browns' identity for me is their defense. Probably the most consistent thing they've had the 3-4 years has been Jim Schwartz and his defense. So for me, it's getting Abdul Carter at number 2, building defense, and then come back and get Milroe as that quarterback whisper that Kevin Stefanski's supposed to be and develop him over the next year or two. Because Haslam said at the GM meeting, the owner meeting, he said, this is not going to be a one-year deal. We're going to get it right. We need a few years. So I think they're not in pressure of getting someone immediately right now to start, and Milroe will be someone they can develop. And if you really look at the Browns games last year, a lot of the problems were not just the quarterback. The offensive line was horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
God bless Nick Chubb. He was still banged up.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have much of a good running game. Just think if we had a good offensive line and a great running back, a really good running back, an offensive line that opened some holes for him, that alone would give us a few more wins. And I think they may move up in the first round. I hope they do.
And, Mike, I think just changing scheme will fix some of that stuff. Now, Nick Chubb, I don't know. I mean, that's – goodness, this is the second time that he's completely blown up his knee and every ligament inside of it and all that stuff. I mean, you can't expect a guy to come back and be a total superhero after blowing up a knee twice. You know, that's right. A lot of doctors in there.
You know what? I thought Jerome Ford would give us more than that.
I did too.
He's an average back at best.
You're right, Mike. I thought there'd be more to that guy.
Mike, go grab a shovel and start building the dome for me, will you please? Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
Or at least help us build the Hall of Fame in Hinkley.
That's right. Very excited. Michael, our first inductee into the Baskin and Phelps Hall of Fame, which will be forgotten about tomorrow when Jeff gets here. I didn't start any Hall of Fame.
I think I should have to vote on that Hall of Fame, Andrew.
You know, the one thing about this Hall of Fame.
You know, the best part is we'd say all that in front of him.
Oh, I have no problem saying that.
Oh, God, no.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. What are the Browns going to do tonight? Tell me. I know you have an opinion. I know you're sitting around and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to call Baskin and Phelps right now with Dan Menigan. And this is going to eat up some time before 8 o'clock because I can't sit around and wait all day. Or this is going to eat up some time before I'm going to hop in the car and go watch Journey play at the stadium before, right?
To quote Bart Simpson, pick up the phone and call the radio station and I'm going to give them hell.
There you go. Eric is in Akron. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Are you pumped, excited, nervous? What do you got here?
Well, okay, so what I think they're going to do is probably take Travis Hunter. What I hope they do is trade down and punt on this draft. I'm tired of the argument of we need 22 guys, where we went through 40 quarterbacks and I can't even tell you how many coaches, and we've had a losing record since. Like, the NFL is a quarterback-driven league. Like, it's preached all the time. People wanted out on Baker because they didn't think he could get us to the Super Bowl. So what are we really doing? Like, are we focused on the quarterback? Or are we focused on everyone around us? Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I think you trade back and get a quarterback next year.
So, Eric, it's a team-building, like, idea. And I think some of it is just my – I look at how the Packers were built and how Ron Wolf built those teams and Ted Thompson and all that stuff, and they were very much the team that was like, we're going to build everything around it, and then let's drop the quarterback in, and we'll roll from there. Then we'll take a quarterback before we need to. We'll let that guy sit and develop, and then we'll drop him in there as we're constantly keeping the roster in a decent enough place. I think that is the best way to build a team. And again, it might be just because it's what I know. I don't think there is a quarterback in this draft that I can look at and go, all right, you're the Jaden Daniels. Hop in here and fix this thing and let's roll. I think the roster is in worse shape than a lot of Browns fans want to admit. Does that make sense?
No, I actually completely agree that there isn't a game-changing quarterback in the draft. That's why I want to trade down. But
that makes sense.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Fair enough. Eric in Akron, thank you. Appreciate your phone
call. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It all kind of makes sense.
What kind of shape do you think this roster's in? Just in a moment of honesty, clarity.
Meh.
Yeah. Meh. That's kind of where I am.
You're a 3-win team.
That's kind of where
I am. I mean, meh is being nice.
I think this roster is old. I think it needs athleticism. And it seems like the owner is looking at it and thinking the rebuild is here too.
Is it though? I mean, if you really thought you were going to rebuild, you could have really amped this thing up. If you got rid of Myles Garrett,
right.
You have the opportunity to. Now, I know fans would not be happy about it. It'd be difficult to sell tickets. I understand all those things. I'm not buying into it's a. We got to put new batteries in the smoke detector. That's what I think. I think the smoke detector's still there. It's, right? We always have to compare.
We just got to remodel the bathroom. Once we remodel that bathroom, value goes right up.
We definitely need a high powered fan because the odors that have been coming out here haven't been very good lately. 3 wins is not a good smell.
No. You probably need to crack a window.
We could get the guys that decided we should put a bathroom as soon as you walk in the door of the station. It's right in front of the door. Brilliant.
So the worst part of that, to take everybody behind the scenes, the worst part of it is there's two bathrooms when you walk in, and Fearless Leader's office is right there, which was previously Poobah's office, and I've always felt so bad for them. Because when certain things take place and that door opens, that smell goes one place.
And it's normally, you would think, especially when it was the Poobah, that was coming from his office because of all the great ideas that were coming out of there.
Wow.
Instead.
Wow.
Oh, come on. You know,
he's not even here to run in and yell at us.
I hate you guys. Oh, man. Anxiety Thursday is what I'm calling it because we are getting set for the draft. It is tonight. You know all the coverage right here. On 92.3 The Fan, we will have you covered, you know, between now and until they're done picking 2 days from now, 3 days from now, right? So two through Saturday. We'll take care of you. We'll make sure you know everything's going on. I had to do this, and I wish I wouldn't have, and it's a question of how much you trust Andrew Berry. Let me tell you what the resume looks like when we come back, and I don't think you're going to be happy. I don't. But what are they going to do it to? What do you want them to do? We laid all this out for you. 216-474-0092. That is the number to get a hold of us so you can hop in on the conversation because I know you want to because I know everybody wants to get in. You want to have your opinions heard. And who knows? You may end up in the Hall of Fame as well. So Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.